What do you call an Ewok who fell in the mud? A sticky wicket. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of January 9th, 2016. I'm Simon Atwell, and as occasionally, because that's apparently how often we record, I am joined by...
Andrew Dupe.
I've been waiting on that joke since last October. I made that one.
Sometime.
I was listening to Good Job Brain, name drop, other podcast.
Drop.
And I think they were doing like sports terms or something. They're talking about cricket. They mentioned cricket, and one of them said sticky wicket. And I was like, wait, wicket's an Ewok. Yep. I could use that as a punchline for a joke. I was bored at work that day, so clearly. That's what happens when I get bored. My mind does weird things.
Make bad jokes.
Make bad jokes. Yeah. I was surprised that I Googled... I tried to see if that was already a punchline to a Star Wars joke, and it wasn't. Which I was surprised by.
Yeah. Normally if you think of something, it's already done.
Exactly. And I mean, I thought sticky wicket, I've heard that saying before, so it's got to be out there.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it. I mean, it didn't try super hard, but I Googled it.
Welcome to the new year.
Yeah. Last year, we're terrible. Last year, obviously. And recorded like two shows or something last year.
But this is a brand spanking shiny new year with full of hope and optimism.
It was four? I'm looking back our notes, I think it was about four shows or so. Really? We recorded right on New Year's last year. I didn't realize that.
We're committed.
Yeah, we're terrible people, and we apologize for being terrible people.
Give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes.
And then tell us how terrible we are as people. So I guess we should just jump right in. And because this is our first, and who knows, maybe only, episode of 2016, we're going to do top three picks of 2015. Top three, because there are certain things that I only watched or saw three of, like movies. I only saw three movies that came out in 2015.
Comics were kind of lacking, too.
Yeah, I read one comic series, and therefore I put in the series.
I should say that my new comics were lacking. I did a bunch of older ones, but I didn't do much that came out.
Yep. In 2015.
Yeah, I think I only did three that came out.
Like I said, I did one series. Miniseries? Storyline? I don't even know how to... Anyway, you start. You're first in the notes, so you go first. That's what you get.
So, I'll start with my movies. The top three picks was, of course, Star Wars at number one.
Of course. As it should be.
It doesn't even matter if the movie was good. It's going to be my number one pick.
Luckily, it was good.
Yeah, luckily, it was fantastic. It was everything I could have asked for. Because it was Star Wars. Sure, that's biased, but...
A little bit.
I don't care. It's my opinion. Next pick is Fury Road. That movie was
Angry Maximilian. Yep.
And Maximilian.
Angry Maximilian.
And Avengers Age of Ultron, because it's the best comic book movie ever made.
Which is funny, because I like that movie too. But a lot of people did not. A lot of people felt that movie was not... I don't know if they said it was not good, but they didn't think it was as good as they wanted it to be or something. It was really weird. A lot of people's response to that movie.
A lot of people are stupid.
Alright, I guess I'll do my movies and then we'll go jump back to you for the TV. Let's do it that way. Because we're good at planning, guys. We plan this beforehand. Totally. 100%.
Totally. Talked about it and then...
Talked about it and then never talked about it again. Alright. So yeah, my three movies that I saw in 2015. First and foremost, Star Wars The Force Awakens, because it was fantastic. And, Andrew, I don't think it's the best Star Wars movie it could have been for you, because there was no Boba Fett in it.
No.
I think your head, I think your head might have exploded if they somehow worked in old Boba Fett as well.
I think with just the bonkers amount of money it made, I'm pretty hopeful that they're just going to make all of the movies that everyone wants.
Eventually, it seems that way. It's the one movie a year. It seems that way. But yes, that movie was great. We'll talk about it later, I guess, in the actual movie, so the movie was great. Second movie was Ant-Man, which I put over Avengers Age of Ultron, I think purely based on I was not expecting Ant-Man to be half as good as it ended up being.
I agree, it was a good movie.
I think I was really worried about that one because of all the news of new directors and rewrites and all this trouble it went through when filming. I was like, oh man, this movie, it's going to destroy it. It's going to be the one that breaks the boat, the magic boat of Marvel movies. But it did not. It was fantastic, and the cast was great. And Michael Douglas was fantastic in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And third, Avengers Age of Ultron. Because it was great. Yeah, loved it. Nothing makes sense, as a Hawkeye would say.
Yeah, it was such a good movie.
None of this makes any sense. It was pretty fantastic. I enjoyed it, which is why I bought the Steelbook Blu-ray DVD thing with Vision on the back. His Vision was great. I can't wait to see more Vision. Yep, that's the three movies that I saw in 2015, all of which were properties owned by Disney, so...
That's some more, and it was hard to pick the three because there was Inside Out.
I wanted to see that. Never got around to it.
Real good. There was a lot of real good movies, and I feel like the top three just doesn't cut it.
But yeah, well, I'm sorry for only... We're going up against. Sorry. What are you going up against?
Going up against Star Wars and Fury Road and Avengers, it's just not fair.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that we had to limit it to top three because I only saw three movies. Man.
Yeah. Did you see Fury Road?
No. I wanted to, but I haven't gotten around to it. I hear it's great. Scott Johnson can't shut up about it even when he's agreed to and taken a bet to shut up about it. He, on the morning stream, he can't say it. For a while, he was, like, angry. It may not even have said angry. It was something Moxie, Furry, Street, or something. He would not say any of the actual words.
Huh.
And I was like, this is actually more annoying when you try to not say the actual name. But, yeah. I hear it's great. Want to see it, but you know, Night Shift.
It's a fantastic movie.
You guys,
I didn't expect it to be as good as it was, and it was better than everything I expected, and like more because I had just seen Road Warrior.
Mm-hmm. I know,
like the week before, and it was a pretty good movie. I'm kind of sad I haven't seen it before.
Yeah, no, Road Warrior's
and this good. Movie. This movie was just amazing.
Yeah, well, you guys see movies and I work night shift, and you guys watch movies at night, so I can't, you know, do that.
I'll teach you.
What?
I'll teach you.
Let's move on to your TV picks, which are three shows are the exact same, just in a different order.
Different order.
So, you know.
It's funny.
I don't know.
So,
I don't know if other
shows. First pick is Rebels.
Of course it is, because it's Star Wars.
It's not just Star Wars. It's actually a really good Star Wars cartoon. Like, the first season I liked, but the second season has been so good so far. It's got, like, some of my favorite standalone episodes. As a whole, I'm not really a fan of the overarching, like, villains.
But you don't like Kinda Kallus? Lame.
Kallus, he's always been a villain. He's cool. But the other Inquisitors, kind of sucks that they already got rid of the Grand Inquisitor from the first season. Started from the top.
Yeah, and they're, yeah. But now there's two of them. And
yeah, it's not as cool as the one guy.
And
they brought in Tark. They brought in Tarkin, and they brought in Vader. It was really hard to top the villains that was going on there.
Yeah, that's true.
But the characters they bring in this season, like Hondo and clones, and it's great.
Rex, Gregor, and Wolf.
It's amazing. Those were the exact clones I would have picked.
Well, Rex is obvious, and
yeah,
Gregor is one of the most likely clones to have survived.
Yeah.
And I don't remember Wolf. We've had this discussion
Wolf.
Before.
Yeah, and Wolf is, like, Filoni's favorite.
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
Yeah. He's got special privileges.
He's got plot armor. Or no, he's got showrunner armor. It's even better than plot armor. It's showrunner armor.
Then my second pick, Jessica Jones. I'm like two episodes away from finishing it, and I'm not really the biggest fan of Jessica as a character specifically, but oh man, David Tennant is the Purple Man. That's why I watch that show.
Really? I'm quite a fan of that, even that character. I like her. Because, I mean, she's super broken. For reasons that are obvious within the show. And I think it's played pretty well and written pretty well.
Yep.
I think.
I don't know, just personally find it super interesting. Just kind of goes on forever and with broken person, I'm sad, grumpy, but that's who she is. I get that. I wouldn't expect it another way, I just think it's annoying.
That's fair.
And Purple Man's just so good.
Yeah, no, David Tennant plays a great villain.
Yeah.
I'm actually...
It's kind of, like, sad that it's not in the actual, like, movies.
Oh. No, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Like, he's not in the movies.
Oh.
He's never going to run into Thor or Iron Man or anything.
Almost none of these characters. Well, maybe eventually, but not these characters. Unlikely to, I think.
Yeah.
They might get mentioned, but they probably won't be seen. I was going to say a thing, and I don't remember what, so what's your next one?
Daredevil is my next pick. And again, the villain really makes it.
Oh, he did. Yeah, no.
Really like the Kingpin.
He was great. Vincent D'Onofrio is fantastic. As the broken man that is the Kingpin.
Yeah. He's a great character. And... Actually, I really like Daredevil's character, too.
Yep. Me too.
I wasn't a fan of the costume at the end.
I'm alright with it. I have no problems with it. God, what was his name? Wesley. I think Wesley was my favorite character in the whole of the show. Which is Kingpin's assistant. And.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. And friend. I loved Wesley. He was good. Yeah. Erica thinks he's creepy. She kept saying he's super creepy. Because, you know, even when. Even when Kingpin was doing something really evil, she still felt. Because he was doing it, like, angrily, with a passion, and. Wesley was just, like, calm, watching it happen.
Yeah.
That's why she felt he was super creepy. He was always calm. And never really felt any, or showed any passion for anything. I was like, that's
always calm.
That's fair. He's a little creepy, but he's also awesome.
Yeah, kind of calculated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so my picks are the same three in a different order. I put Jessica Jones first. I am watching it through about halfway, almost three quarters maybe, through watching it my second time and Erica's first time. So I'm seeing things that I didn't quite notice the first time or, you know, looking at things a little bit differently because I know how they're going to go down the road.
Mm. Yeah, because things start happening at the end.
Yeah.
Characters going sideways.
Yep.
See that coming.
And characters that I didn't realize did show up like real early, but they don't really matter, or you're not supposed to notice them until near to the end. I'm not going to say anymore because that might be a spoiler. I don't know. It's on Netflix, guys. You can watch it, like, right now. All 13 episodes. My second pick is Daredevil because it was fantastic. And Vince D'Onofrio was great. And Charlie Cox was great. Foggy. Foggy's a fantastic character and is still a fantastic character in this show. This version of Daredevil, I guess. I liked that they did set up for some Iron Fist. They did some Iron Fist setup, and so I'm really excited about Iron Fist. I want that to not be the last one they make, but it's going to be. So I'll have to wait. And then my last pick is Rebels because. Well, I haven't finished. It's pretty much only the last because I'm not caught up. I've only watched part of the second season that has come out so far. But like Andrew said, it is a fantastic Star Wars cartoon. I think the characters are great and, you know, it's super entertaining, which is exactly what I want my Star Wars and or cartoons to be. Yep. I need to probably catch up on Rebels. Eventually, I'll do that. Okay, you want to go through your games?
My top picks for games, number one is Rocket League. Because that game is so much fun. It's everything video games, like, should be. Just cars doing ridiculous things, playing soccer. I've played 160 hours into
I have not played it nearly that much.
And I still have so much fun with it. I'm still not, like, super great at it.
That's what I was going to say. How many hours has Justin put into that, then? If you've put that many, and you're, you know.
I've got more than Justin.
Really? He's just better at it?
Oh, I'm hot and cold. He's good at defense, and I'm just...
Yeah, he is.
kind of all over.
And he can do aerials, which is ridiculous.
I get too panicky in the net.
What was it? Wait, what's up? I'm trying to see how many hours I have in Rocket League. I forgot I put it. Oh, there it is, Rocket League. I have 12 hours. Is that all? It feels like more. But I guess, I mean, 5-minute games is like... I've played quite a few games in those 12 hours because the games last 5 minutes.
Yeah. And that's another good thing. The games last like 5 minutes, so I don't have to go somewhere or something. Just sit down and play.
Yeah, you can
matches, play. Do a little hockey.
Yeah, if you got 15, 20 minutes before you gotta leave, you can load that up, play 2-3 games. Easy.
Or just dive bomb straight into it and play all of the Rocket League.
Yeah. The seasons are really, like, if you play the single player, like, seasons, they're really long. There's a lot of games in a season. A lot.
I haven't done that.
I'm halfway through a season. There's a lot of them. A lot of easy, easy games, because the AI that I'm playing against is not any good. As in, I can score 2 to 3 goals off of the first 4 or 5 face-offs, like just straight off the face-off without touching again, and get it straight into that. It's bad.
Such a good game.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
The point of entry is really low.
Yeah, just don't play online 1v1. That's all. Just don't ever do that.
It's very different. I used to play a lot of the 1v1.
Oh man.
I'd never played defensive. I would just out aggressive the enemy.
You Vegeta'd it.
Yeah.
The way I play Brawlhalla.
All ham.
Did that come out this year? Officially? Sorry. Now I'm.
The movie? Or the Dragon Ball Xenoverse?
No, Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla, oh.
I was going to say, because that's the way I play Brawlhalla. Is I just attack and attack and attack and attack and attack.
Attack, 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 attack.
I'm now I'm second guessing my picks. Because I don't know what came out this year anymore. Anyway.
My second pick is The Witcher 3. Which is a fantastic game, deserves all of the awards ever as well. Got a fantastic soundtrack, great art design, amazing world, good acting. The animation for the characters is just awesome. There's like subtle expressions and stuff that I don't see in video games all that often. It's awesome. Story's so good. Well written characters. Like, there's side quests that are more interesting than most full games. It's awesome. I still haven't beaten it, just because it's so much of it.
That is what I hear from a lot of people. Still haven't got around to beating it, but I played, you know, 30 hours, and I still haven't beaten it yet.
Yeah, I've got like 50 hours into it, and I'm still not done. But it's not like I don't want to go back to it. I really do. It's just there's a lot of games that came out when I was nearing the end, like Fallout and all that, which was a great game. It's not on my list.
No, top 3. There's some honorable mentions that we got to throw in, I think.
My third pick is Halo.
Of course it is, because Halo.
Yeah, because Halo. It's a fantastic multiplayer, and I like where the story's going.
Yeah, I've heard good things from people that are not you, as well from Halo. You know, because that it's, you know, it's more Halo. It's what they wanted. Plus, goodness.
They did a lot of good things.
Did they? So they did better on Halo 5 than they did on the Master Chief Collection. That's what it was.
That's another thing. Props to Halo 5. It was, like, the least broken game I've played at launch this year.
It better be. After the problems they had with their last game, I would have Just imagine if they released the Tale of Five and it was even half as broken. Yeah. It would have been blown up the internet.
At all.
If it, yeah, it would have blown up the internet. Like, yeah. Even worse than how broken the Master Chief Collection was, blew up the internet. It would have been bad.
No, everything worked. The servers were great. The networking connection was fine. Connected a lot to matches. There were no bugs, no glitches.
Yeah. I'm sure
they... can't say that about, like, Witcher. No. It's pretty rough on launch. The Fallout was...
Most games the game. Are. A lot of games are.
Yeah.
Because people are slaves to dates now.
Yeah.
Most people. People that are Blizzard, let's say. Who we don't have... neither of us have in our top three, but I think Heroes, which technically came out in 2015, deserves an honorable mention.
Oh my god. Heroes came out this year?
Yeah, beta started 2014, but it actually launched February, March 2015.
Oh my god.
You didn't know that?
I fit more things into this list of three.
Like I said, it's an honorable mention at the very least.
Can it tie with Halo?
I don't know. Is that how... I don't know. How does it top of the
year list? I make the rules here, so yeah.
I'm pretty sure
Heroes of the Storm is tied with Halo. No, it's tied with Rocket League.
Wow, like really?
Six MOBAs, it makes it fun.
I know this. It's the only one that I even remotely enjoy. I mean, and part of that is because it's Blizzard characters. Even though there isn't like, with the exception of like the training that you go through when you first launch the game, there is no character interaction or speaking or anything.
Yeah, it's just like, you there.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's fun. I was considering buying Illidan yesterday, and I didn't. But I thought about it, because I have enough gold to buy him.
Illidan is good.
He's hard. He can't siege. He cannot hit a tower. He's squishy.
He's relentless against heroes.
No, yeah, he is.
You're unkillable later.
Once I got the hang of it, I was doing like that 1v1 try thing. So it was like him versus Arthas.
Yeah.
God, he couldn't touch me. Once I got the hang of it, I was just flipping over Arthas and then I'd charge him and then I'd invade and, you know, it was ridiculous. But also really easy to get in over your head.
Yeah. You can get into a bad spot real quick.
Yeah. Anyway. I should probably talk about my picks, which is Rocket League number one as well, which is interesting because I didn't really think it would be that fun. As a person who mostly plays games alone because I work opposite everybody else I know, pretty much. A game that was mainly made for multiplayer, like Rocket League. I didn't expect to get a lot of fun out of it, but I bought it when it was on sale, because Justin and Andrew wouldn't shut the hell up about it. And,
I love it so much.
It is really good. It's really solid. I haven't actually played hockey yet, Snow Day, but that looks fun. I saw somebody streaming do the hockey. It was actually pretty funny, because she's okay at the regular soccer, like the regular mode, and then as soon as she started playing hockey, she was pucking around everybody else, and I was just like, it's because you're Canadian. It's appropriate that you suddenly get way better at using the puck.
Just makes sense.
Just
all slidey and...
Just makes sense. And my second pick will be Dragon Ball Xenoverse, which came out early this year, or early last year, I suppose. It is probably... It's what I always kind of wanted the Dragon... Any of the Dragon Ball Z-style games to be. Because it's still... Basically, mostly just beating the shit out of people. But it's also got an actual story. And a fair amount of... different ways to beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, I really want to play it.
It's actually quite good. And the story length, I mean, because it basically goes through the entirety of the Dragon Ball Z anime story. Like, you start when Raditz the crux of the story is that you're going back in time to fix history, basically.
Trunksing it up.
Trunksing it up, yes. Trunks is your partner. As in, he sends you back in time and tells you what to do. But you guys are partners, quote unquote. But yeah, you start when Raditz lands, which is the very beginning of Dragon Ball Z, and the last thing that is in the show is, like, the cat. Not, he's not a cat. The Egyptian god, the god of destruction, or whatever, I think. Or maybe the Super Saiyan the god. Movie. Yeah, the movies. It goes through the movies. One of them. And then it goes a couple more things that pertain directly just to the story of the game itself after that. So it's got a long, a decently long, but not overly long story. Plus there's other modes that you can, you know, replay this and, you know, do this a certain way and you get this either clothing item, because there's like clothing items which have stat boot, like it'll increase your melee attack, but it might decrease your speed or something. Mostly I just put the costuming clothes, the clothes on that I like the look of the most. That's basically how I do it. And it's also kind of RPG style, where you set what, like, when you level up, you literally level up and you set, you get like 3 points every time you level up to set in, you know, defense or maximum health, maximum ki, melee attack power, ki attack power, energy attack power, I guess, melee super, energy super. So you can adjust how powerful your character is using what kind of attack by how you want to play that character. So I put pretty basically all of my points in melee attack and maximum health. And then when I got Super Saiyan, I added some more into my maximum ki so I could stay in Super Saiyan for longer and beat the fuck out of people. But fun game, worth it. And my last game is it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Look at you, fancy, huh?
It's not. It's on the Vita and it's on the PS4. I just realized we both did, like, PC and consoles for the first two, and then a console exclusive for the third. We both did this the same sort of way. Interesting. I'm Sword Art Online Lost Song is my third pick. Because I really enjoyed that anime, I think. Though the second arc is super creepy of the first season, the second season is really good. And both of the games that have come out are quite good. Hollow Fragment, which takes place sort of during the first... It's like alternate story in the anime. That's what both of these games are. They're in the same continuity, let's say, but they're technically separate continuity from the show. But Hollow Fragment is very good. It was very hard. Sword Art Online Lost Song improves on that, whereas you can still die, you know, or you might have to run away from the monster because it'll kill you, but it's not impossible to finish like Hollow Fragment basically was. You don't have to grind unless you want those fucking achievements, which I kind of do, but I'm gonna have to grind for all of them and I don't want to grind.
Grind sucks.
Yeah, it does. But you know, this game was overall an improvement on the Hollow Fragment in how combat worked and how abilities worked. Plus, because it was a separate game within the game, you can fly in this one. Because that is the crux of the Sword Art Online story, is the first season, they're stuck in VR, virtual reality MMO, and then they get out, and eventually they start playing another one. And the other one, the second one, you can fly, because you got wings. And the story's pretty good. The story's pretty solid. You know, it's not amazing, but it's pretty solid, especially for a video game based on an anime, which, by the way, traditionally not that great.
You got two of them on your game of the year list.
That's true. But I would never put another Dragon Ball game on any list of great games.
One of the fighting ones was pretty good.
Yeah, they're okay, but they're just fighting games. That's all they are.
Yeah. Also, to add to the Heroes thing, mm-hmm. I have 184 hours played.
Oh, you can tell that? I didn't even know they
said it's, that. You do it through Hotslogs.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a third-party thing. It's how you know what your rank is and everything. Your rank, your stats, you upload all of your files for games you played. Mm. And it lets you know, like, your combined hero level, your total games played, Hero League rank is your quick match rank.
I have played not that many hours of Heroes, but I do enjoy it. I enjoy it more than I ever expected to, that's for sure. I will probably talk about this on the next year's Year in Review, but honorable mentions to two games in beta right now. Brawlhalla, because technically that is still in beta, so it is not yet released. But that's a fun Smash clone that I quite enjoy. And Ark, which might come out this year. They're still updating it every bloody day. Mm-hmm. Super fun.
I just finished Taming a Triceratops.
I think Andrew's playing it right now.
I backed out after I was done.
Done?
Taming my Triceratops.
Now only Caitlin is playing. Yeah. Building, extending our house.
Yep.
Yeah, great game. Solid. Especially if you like survival-style games and or dinosaurs. Yeah.
You can ride a T-Rex.
If you don't die time trying to knock it out and then tame it. Yeah.
End game, ride a Triceratops. Or a Pterodactyl.
A Pterodactyl. Or a giant eagle. Which are vicious bastards. They've murdered us a few times.
Or a T-Rex, guys.
Or a mammoth.
And you can give it sunglasses.
Yeah. Or, you can give, the nerd the Harry Potter-style glasses. Is that just Paris, or...?
Yeah.
Those ones are pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
It is a solid survival game.
It is. And it's got dinosaurs, and dire wolves, and saber-tooths, and woolly mammoths, and dodos. You can have a dodo bird army if you want to tame that many dodo birds.
Yep, they're real easy to tame, but they don't really fight for you much.
They don't do anything. You can have a micro-raptor army. Those things are annoying.
Yep.
Anyway, Ike. Yes, it's great. And if it comes out in 2016, it'll certainly be on both of our lists. Almost, it's fairly likely it'll be on both of our lists for a game of the year, in whatever year it comes out.
Yeah. And Star Citizen.
Oh, yeah.
It's due to launch in single player this year.
And I still won't have a computer that's able to play.
Right now, man, I tell you, that game is fantastic. I was really dangerous. I'm just playing it so I can get that space trucking out of me. But every time I play it, I just lose steam because it's not Star Citizen.
Elite Dangerous is pretty fun. Did that come
out? Yeah, it's pretty fun. But the flight in Star Citizen is so much better than Elite Dangerous's flight.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Elite Dangerous came out this year.
Yeah, yeah. That's also an honorable mention then. That was not on the list that I Googled. I don't think Elite Dangerous was on the Wikipedia that I Googled of games that came out in 2015.
Because I think it was like an early access or something.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's officially out now.
Yeah.
For sure. So, want to move on to comics?
Yeah. So my number one pick is one that I read through cheating.
Read through cheating?
Yeah, I don't have physical book yet because it's proving hard for me to acquire. I could just get on it on Amazon, but oh man, just haven't yet.
It's hard. You have like the digital comic, like the through Comixology or something that counts. Yeah. You still read it.
It's Samurai Jack, Volume 4, Warrior King from IDW. And this ends IDW's Samurai Jack run.
That's too bad. And that was good.
Yeah, it's real good. I read one of the other ones in the store that's not like a part of this series. And they're not really good. they're pretty bad. This series, Jim Zub series, is so good. It's what Samurai Jack is in the show, but it's in a book that you can read. It's great. My next pick is Rat Queens, Volume 2, Far-Reaching Tentacles of Blah Blah Blah.
Nirgoth. That's how I would say it. It's not a verbal slur, I tell you that.
Flubbler. Or Shubnigrubber. Or et cetera, Cthulhu.
Yeah.
This was kind of like a Cthulhu thing. Anyway, this is the second volume of Rat Queens.
Oops.
Series that friend lent me, and it's like comedy making fun of the stereotype adventures and D&D stuff. The group of girls, and it's funny.
Are they murder hobos? Because that's what D&D characters are.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Pretty much.
Appropriate.
They're kind of like their own little guild called the Rat Queens. And they take the jobs and go out, but they're like the usual like trouble follows them everywhere, so everyone in the town hates them. It's good. That's also from Image. Yeah, my other pick is Birthright, Volume 2, which is also from Image. And this is another one that the same friend lent me. I'm getting into all the comics now, not just, like, Marvels and stuff. I'm expanding my palette.
Off of the big two?
Yeah. So now I don't just have Deadpool and Green Lantern.
Dark Lantern? That's not even one of the lanterns.
Yeah.
There's no one called
Dark Lanterns. So Birthright Volume 2 is the second volume of the Birthright stuff.
No way. Volume 2 is the second volume?
Yeah. So it continues the story. And it's got twists and turns everywhere. I might say probably for the sake of twists and turns sometimes, but it's really well drawn and pretty interesting. It's telling the story of this kid who gets trapped in like this fantasy world, and he's like the prophesized one who's going to beat the evil, and he can't go home to his parents, and then his parents are dealing with crap because the kid's gone.
Yeah,
the kid went missing while he was with his dad, and you know, parents end up splitting, his brother's going through a hard time. And that stuff was surprising because it's just really sad. And then he comes back, but he's like this barbarian king looking guy. The police like apprehend him, and he's got like all of the weapons, like swords, and it's like bloodthirsty sword that just shoots lightning everywhere.
Wow.
But he's like, yeah, I'm your son. And they're like, well, one, you're old now, and two, what?
What?
So he's got stuff to do in the present day and where he came from, but he's also telling the story of when he was a kid dealing with all of that. Well, he's supposed to be the guy to save everything.
Interesting.
In a world that's not so great.
That reminds me just a little bit, because they deal with a similar idea of some kid going missing because he got dragged into another world, of a webcomic I used to read that hasn't been updated in, sadly, a long time, called Guardian of the Gates. It's a similar thing where kid goes missing and there's a little bit dealt with, like, it's not his parents, it's a little bit his parents, but his mother is actually from this other world.
Well,
and his father is not. And so she had to go back because they're the guardian of the gates protects that world from the evil. So she had to go back and become the guardian or something like that. And then somehow somebody found a way into our world to attack the kid. And he got saved by somebody and dragged into the other world. And his best friend and his parents, well, they have no idea what the fuck's going on. It's good. Sadly, not updated for months, so probably not a thing that exists anymore. But Birthright sounds good, because that would probably scratch a similar itch.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to... you know, earlier I said I only read one series. That's not true. I also read Saga. I'm going to start with Saga, even though it's technically second on my list, but that's because I just thought of it. The Saga is a fantastic series, and if you're going to read any of it, it doesn't matter which part of it you read. You should probably start at the beginning and then read all of it, but it's fantastic.
That's yeah, I haven't read any of the new stuff.
That's also Image, I think. I just Googled it, so I'm pretty sure it is Image. Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples, fantastic writers. Totally worth whatever you would pay for those trades. Trust me. And the other series that I read is most of Spider-Verse, which is obviously Marvel. It's the one, you know, universes collapsing in on each other, slash get spider people and also villains getting dragged from other universes to fight together. It's good fun. It's where a very popular two very popular characters are birthed from. Spider-Gwen showed up in Edge, I think it was Edge of Spider-Verse. It was the prequel to Spider-Verse, technically. And also all throughout Spider-Verse, because she was immediately popular.
Yeah,
and
that took off.
Yeah, it really did. And then, therefore, for some reason, Marvel also decided to do Gwenpool, which is the equivalent of Spider-Gwen to Deadpool, basically, who's also very popular and now getting her own ongoing series.
Yeah, very weird.
It's very weird. but yeah, Spider-Verse is good. It's great. Get it in trade. I'm sure it's out in trade now. Get it, read it, love it. You know, it's spider people. What's not to like? Right?
Right? I don't know.
Exactly. I actually just watched the four or so episodes of the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon. Season 3 is now on Netflix, so I'm watching it. They did four, I think they did four episodes of their sort of equivalent of Spider-Verse, where they had the Goblin going through the universes, so Spider-Man was chasing him, trying to stop him. They had
comic books.
They had Spider-Man Noir, who's one of my favorite Spider-Men.
That sounds cool.
And then they also had actual Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles Morales, voiced by Donald Glover. It was great. Which we talked about on this very show 2 years ago, last year. Yeah. Couldn't have been last year. It must have been 2 years ago. We didn't do enough episodes last year to talk about anything.
It could have been the one thing we did.
Maybe. Maybe. Anyway, yes. Spider-Verse, Saga, get them in trades. Totally worth it. Fantastic. Okay, this has been a long episode already. So let's just jump into our news and we'll try and go through it quickly-ish. So, top in our movie news after our doing our picks is that Star Wars The Force Awakens is great. Love it. You should watch it. And then you should watch it again. And then you should watch it again.
Yeah. Arguably better the second time.
Most things are better the second time.
Yeah.
Scientific fact. But, no, Force Awakens is great. The characters are great. Finn and Rey and Poe and BB-8.
BB-8. Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren is a pretty good villain. Until he takes off his mask and shows his baby face. I hate it.
Actually a good villain. Even he is. With the baby face.
No, except that he's baby face and it bothered me. It's okay. It's okay. It'll be better next movie, I'm sure. Maybe I'll take off this goddamn mask less. I mean, it was only 2 times, I think, but still. It bothered me. Because I think it bothered me only because otherwise he was a really great villain, and then he took off his mask and I was like, oh, he looks so baby-faced. That's weird. It's... I didn't like the... It was bad juxtaposition, I guess. It was bad opposites.
But I think it was... I don't want to get into spoilers.
Yeah, I know. That's I was going to say some things, and I was like, I shouldn't. Even though it's been already a month, about 3 weeks since it came out.
If you haven't seen it already, you clearly don't care.
Yeah, you don't care. But just in case, not going to say it yet. It was great. You should watch it if you haven't. If you haven't, what the hell is wrong with you? Go watch it 3 times next weekend, every day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just do it. I'm going to move on before we accidentally spoil anything, just in case. Because, you know, people get real touchy about spoilers. Real touchy. And I don't want to edit it out like I did in, like, our very first episode. Where I dropped that Game of Thrones spoiler and didn't even realize until you told me.
Yep.
I said to go in. Pluck it out. Anyway, next is... It's a quick little thing of Ant-Man and the Wasp. Is going to be the second Ant-Man movie is going to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp, and it will be July 6th, 2018. Subject to change, I'm sure, as movie dates always are. But I'm looking forward to that, because, one, it will be, because I think that'll be before Captain Marvel comes out, so it'll actually technically be the first Marvel movie that has the as a main female character as a named in the title, I guess is how you should put it. Oh, I should put it. And plus, Ant-Man was great, and Evangeline Lilly was great as Hope. So I'm looking forward to her as the Wasp.
Yeah, me too. But I don't like the Wasp. But the MCU is infallible at this point.
You don't like Janet Van Dyne. You've never seen Hope Van Dyne as the Wasp.
True. It can only get better because I really hate the Wasp.
Alright, next, as I'm trying to look up the dates for the next 3 movies that I'm talking about that I didn't write down the goddamn dates like some sort of amateur. The Warcraft trailer. Warcraft movie trailer. I'm pretty sure this is old news by now, but it doesn't matter, because it's important and it matters. Because it's going to be great. I hope it's going to be great, because Warcraft is awesome. Looking up the date, it is... I got May 2016 sometime. I don't have an exact date. Why don't you have an exact date, IMDb? Are you the worst? Well, May... Wait, June? Why do you have I have a bunch of different dates. IMDb Canada is June 10th. So in Canada, it should be released June 10th, 2016.
So I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to that. Trailer was good.
Yeah, if anything, it just looks like a fantasy movie, but not like Lord of the Rings fantasy. Like
action fantasy, kind of.
Yeah, like fantasy. Yeah. It looks bonkers.
In the best way.
Mm-hmm. In the best way. And I really just want that to happen. It doesn't even have to be Warcraft. I mean, the fact that it is Warcraft kind of helps.
Yeah, it does help.
There's just that goofy fantasy kind of... Well, not goofy, but...
Fun. It's fun.
Fun.
It looks fun.
Yeah. Like, the NeverEnding Story was kind of like that.
Except it was also goofy.
Yeah.
That dragon is creepy.
Same kind of...
They've improved.
So
they've improved on. It's not an 80s or 90s movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. Hope for the best. This summer, and next trailer, because we got two more trailers. It was the Deadpool trailer, which Andrew, that's coming soon, February 12th.
I can't believe it's happening.
February 12th.
It looks good.
And it looks good. It's a great trailer, and I mean, I've said it often that when that short portion of Wolverine Origins where Ryan Reynolds was Wade was the best part of that movie by a lot, and it was fantastic. So having Ryan Reynolds back to do the voice is good. Yep. Looking forward to that. Plus, because it is Fox. You can have other X-Men in it, and they can say the word mutant.
Yeah, and Colossus is awesome in this trailer.
Colossus is...
So Jonathan's excited, because he's a Colossus fan, and it looks like they just nailed it.
Yeah, Colossus is pretty great. He's a pretty great character. Yeah, looking forward to that. February 12th, that's soon. That's like a month away. And the last trailer for the only animated movie we're talking about right now, Zootopia, looks really good, actually. Like, there was a trailer...
Some nice animation.
There was a trailer for it before Force Awakens, and it was really good. It looked really good. I hadn't seen it before. This one I linked in the show notes is a separate trailer. It's a newer trailer. But, you know, this... I am looking forward to this. It looks fantastic. Hey, Alan Tudyk is in it. I didn't know that. And so is Jason Bateman. J.K. Simmons. This is a great voice cast, too.
Yeah.
Oops. Shakira is in it. Oh, boy. John DiMaggio.
Shakira.
Tommy Chong. Now I'm just going through. I looked up for the date, and now I'm just looking through the cast. Maurice LaMarche. These are great voices.
Yeah, anyway. Those are like the voice actors.
Maurice LaMarche and John DiMaggio, yeah. They're pretty big. So the release date for Canada is March 4th. It seems they're like the first release date is like Spain. It's releasing in Spain first, which is odd. But Canada and United States and March 4th. So that's also pretty soon. It's in 2 months. Right? That's how months work, right? Yep, March.
Maybe.
March 4th. It's soon. Looks good. You should watch that trailer. Sloths. Sloths are great. Funny. I'm just trying to rush through things in case you can't tell. So last little note I read. Something about Michael Bay is returning to direct Transformers 5 and will have Marky Mark Wahlberg will be back. But Michael Bay has said that this is the last Transformer that he's going to do. He's like, I don't want to do any more Transformers movies, so this is it. Transformers 5, I'm done. Now, whether that means the series is done, who knows?
Who knows?
For everybody who does not like the Michael Bay Transformers movies, You only have one more to suffer hearing about.
I'm still okay with
them. I haven't actually watched any of them.
Any of them?
No, any of them. I think I even own... I own Transformers 1 because somebody gave it to me for Christmas and never even opened it.
Wow.
Yep. Which means I don't really have an opinion because I haven't seen them. Anyway, I'm going to move on to TV, where we have two things. I don't know what the second bullet is. Is that something you put in, like, last October? And I don't know if you still want to talk about it. So, if you don't, you should delete it. And I'll talk about
it. I'll leave it in there.
I'll talk about the one thing that I put in there, which is the Daredevil Season 2 trailer. It is out there. It is on... It's kind of a teaser trailer. It doesn't really show much of upcoming season. But it's stylistically appropriate, certainly for Daredevil. And that's coming soon, too. That is March 18th, which is shortly before Batman v Superman. It was initially reported that it was opening the same... That was releasing the same weekend that Batman v Superman is opening. It's no longer the case. But I thought that would have been funny. But March 18th is the most recent date for Daredevil Season 2 that I have heard. And the trailer looks, you know, it's stylized and cool, and Season 2 is going to have the Punisher in it. And Elektra.
And the Punisher.
And the Punisher. Looks good. Looking forward to it. March. Soon. Not as much as I'm looking forward to Iron Fist, though. I can't wait for Iron Fist.
Our fists are going to be good.
Mm-hmm. So, next bullet, Andrew.
Ash vs. Evil Dead is finally a thing. We can consume with our eyeballs and our ear holes.
And I think it's actually ending now or soon. Like, they've done their whole run, I think.
Well, the first season. They're going to have another one.
Oh.
But it's actually good. It's fun. It's everything you could have asked for. Good campy horror movie full of practical effects.
And Bruce Campbell.
Pretty cheese, and yeah. Or Bruce Campbell.
Now that he's not
Bruce doing... 100%
he is. Now that he's not doing Burn Notice anymore, which is a great show.
I haven't seen it yet.
You should. I have pretty some good seasons. I don't know where they are. They might be at Erica's. I have, like, most of the seasons of that show. Maybe all of them. I don't know. Big surprise, right? Me owning TV seasons.
Crazy.
I own so many that I don't even know which ones I own anymore. It's difficult. Like, I don't know what seasons of Castle I own. I know I don't own all of them, but I don't know which ones I don't own anymore. It's difficult. Anyway. Games. I'm going to start with your thoughts on Fallout.
I love Fallout.
Which, I think your thoughts are, it's great.
It's great. There are some issues. But for the most part, I really like it. It is a close runner-up to Game of the Years for me.
Yeah, I have not played it because I don't have, you know, $80 to spend on a game right now. But I'm not a fan of... I get why they did the thing they did with the talking, like the streamlining the choices.
Oh, I hate that.
But I don't like... I don't think that was a good idea.
Yeah, it's there's a mod that fixes that on the PC. It'll just give out what you're saying.
Yeah, that's good, because that's how it should be.
It's useless. That menu is useless. There's like you get your charisma up, and you get the better choices for, like, most... conversations, and it's just like it just is an option. It just says yellow, and then you do it. But it's like never been a good choice. It's like I'm talking to someone, and then it's just the yellow option. Like, I just said hello, and then he's like hello, and then one of the options is yellow. I click it, and it's like, give me all your money and I'll let you live. And I'm like, whoa. slow down there.
Yeah.
It just, that did not, I did not gather that context from that option at all.
Yeah.
So then that character hates me, and every time they see me, it's like, oh, you're the robber. I'm like, shut up. So I eventually killed her. Because it was robbery, so annoying. So, there. The conversation wheel is so bad, it led me
to murder.
Led me to murder. It's so good. I've got many an hours in it, and I finished the main story and lots of side stuff, and there's a lot of cool things that you can find around Iceland, like stories and people in weird positions and whatever stuff you like about Fallout games are still in. And the combat is good.
That's good.
Combat doesn't suck.
Okay, I guess we'll move on to Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, which, when I put it in the show notes, was like fresh out on the Steam store. Now it's been out since, you know, last October. October 8th, 2015. We probably should have paired this up with the Oculus Rift thing, since this game has VR. I mean, it makes a lot of sense with a VR headset. So basically, one person is looking either in their VR headset, if they have one, or at the computer screen. And they have a bomb. They see a bomb in front of them. And you get another friend or another group of friends, they get like, you can print it off if you want the actual book, or you can just look online for it.
I hear that printing it off is the way to go.
Probably, because then you can flip pages a lot faster than you can scroll. And bookmark pages or whatever that you may need. They get the bomb defusal guide, basically. So the guy looking at the bomb describes what he's seeing, and then you kind of go, okay, that's there, and you got to look it up and figure it. And obviously in a time limit, how to defuse said bomb, or else, you know, somebody gonna get blowed up.
Yep.
Sounds fun.
And it's a pretty simple game, so yeah. You can play it with, like, your family, even.
Yeah.
If they're savvy to dealing with exploding bombs.
It is now $17. I believe it was on sale when it first came out.
Yeah, I think it's still on sale.
No,
I'm looking at it just the other day.
I'm looking at it right now on steampowered.com, and it says $16.99. So, take that. But super fun. Oh yeah, I guess you deleted the old news, eh? Yeah, super fun, looks fun. And speaking of VR headsets.
Yeah, if you want to play your $16.99 game, you only need $600 US.
Without tax or shipping.
Yeah, without tax or shipping. For the Oculus.
Guys. Yeah.
This headset is like the premium. They probably shouldn't have started off with like all of the bells and whistles, and the dev kit is like,
yeah, no.
And this thing is,
it's
way up high.
Yeah, it's certainly a barrier. That's the word, barrier to play with it. The extreme cost.
Yeah,
which is too bad because I would like to try it, but. Not for $700, that's for sure. I might wait until either it comes down in a couple of years, you know how technology works, it'll come down in price and it'll get smaller and more streamlined.
I'm sure they're going to release a consumer model.
Yeah, or I'll get the PlayStation VR, which I hear good things about the PlayStation VR since I already have a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I won't need to upgrade my computer for that.
Like, Vive might be good too.
Yeah, and the Vive, which we've heard like nothing about.
They've got the one other thing is that you can have like a whole room devoted to it.
Yeah.
And walk around in reality space.
But oh yeah, the
the whole room.
the whatchamacallit. I know what that's called, and I forgot about it. It's got a name. But yeah. Also, the Oculus Rift, I think everybody, except maybe crazy people like Justin, would have to upgrade their computer. Even if you have a solid gaming computer, you might still have to upgrade at least your graphics card. Is it the graphics card that's... Yeah, the graphics card is like minimum top of the line type shit. Yeah,
the minimum graphics card you need is a 970.
Which is nearly like the very actual top of the line, right?
Yeah. I mean, with like the exception of like the Titan and stuff.
It's pretty high.
It's like the 970, 980 are up there.
It's pretty high. That's a second barrier too. But I mean, I suppose if you have $700 or $600, whatever, you know, tax and shipping probably comes out to another $100 freaking dollars. If you have that much money just to spend on a VR headset, I bet you probably have top of the line computer parts. So,
and that's the thing. I mean, talking more about how top of the line it is, like the material they use for the actual physical headset is way better than the dev kit. Like, it's comfier, it's like built more solid, better to last. Quality of the screen is cranked up to 11. It comes with headsets or headphones built into the actual headset. So there's one extra thing that you theoretically might not need. And then it comes with an Xbox One controller, which is another thing you theoretically might not need.
Probably and don't it, need.
I don't think the dev kit had this. I think it was just the headset. But it's got a tracking sensor thing that you set up on your desk.
I don't remember if the
dev kit had that.
I don't know what you mean. Tracking thing that you set up on the desk.
Like a camera, but it's tracking headset. Oh,
yes, it'll allow you to some way or another see the room while you have it on. I have heard. Yes, which the dev kit did not have.
So, I mean, the dev kit was like $300, and then they just went crazy.
Yeah, they went balls to the walls because they had Facebook money. Is it Zuckerberg who bought that? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they had all the money in the world to make it the best they could, and they did. And obviously now it has...
They've been letting us know that this is at cost. They're not making profit.
It's probably worth it for, you know, what they spent building it, but...
Yeah. Right now with the Canadian dollar being basically...
Of at least a full quarter down from the American?
Yeah. It's like rough. $850 for this thing for tax and shipping, so I'm going to not do anything about this for right now. It's a future problem.
That's a future problem.
I'm going to get it, because Star Citizen is going to happen.
I'll get it. I might get it eventually in like 3 years. Anyway, I'm going to move on. We're gonna jump into comics and comics and comics and comics. No books, but comics. Starting with Deus Ex, the video game series. They're going to be getting the comic book treatment from Titan Comics starting in March. March 2nd is the date that it is supposed to launch the Deus Ex series. It has a... It doesn't have the actual title. It might just be called Deus Ex, but it doesn't have another title in the article that I saw. The first issue will arrive March 2nd, 2016, with the first 5-part story arc by Alex Irvine, who is a solid writer. He's a name that I recognize. An art by Marco Trini. I do not recognize that name. But I'm looking forward to it because I like the Deus Ex universe. I mean, I like most cyberpunk-y type things, so I look forward to this. And it is, I believe, about Adam Jensen, as it says, the Deus Ex universe, in a prepared statement. The Deus Ex universe is rich with political intrigue and social commentary, and we can't wait to further explore Adam Jensen's journey through the dystopian landscape. So it seems it will still be about Adam Jensen, at least the 5-part story arc. Which makes sense with Mankind Divided coming out sometime this year, that you still want to talk about the main character, the Vigima game. Did you play those games, Andrew?
I have not yet. I own
latest one.
Yeah.
That I have I have it
Human
like,
Revolution.
Yeah, I think. Human Revolution. I have it on Steam. I have it on PlayStation 3. I've played it like a bunch. I love that game. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of those games that it's just on the list, but.
Lots of games.
Yeah, like, I still gotta beat Witcher first.
I have to beat Witcher 2 before I get to... Ow, I just hit the desk. Before I get to Witcher 2.
Another thing in favor of Witcher 3. I could, like, tried so hard to get into Witcher 2. I like the world and the writing and character and all that. But it was just so hard to get into it.
The controls on Steam are a little laggy for Witcher 2, but it's not nearly as bad as Witcher 1. Anyway, comics. Andrew, don't distract me. We've already been going for nearly an hour and 20 minutes of actual recorded time, which means with our problems, we've been recording this for even longer. So,
shut up.
Gonna move on to Power Man and Iron Fist, which are coming back as a... No, In 2016, there's going to be a comic called Power Man and Iron Fist again. For the first time in, like, 20, 30 years, they haven't actually... I mean, they've been parts... Like, the Defenders, they've been parts of the same super team, but they haven't had their own joint team-up comic in a long time.
No.
Which it's good that it's coming back, because Power Man and Iron Fist are both fantastic characters, and have always... You know, I haven't actually read any of the old Power Man and Iron Fist joint comics, but I've always heard good things about it. It is going to be written by David Walker, who wrote Shaft, and Sanford Green, who wrote on Runaways, which was one of my favorite comic book series potentially ever, and also wrote on Uncanny Avengers.
Still want to read Runaways.
So you should. It's fantastic. I love it. So a little bit about it is Luke Cage and Danny Rand, once a dauntless duo of street-fighting justice, have drifted apart. But when an old friend comes to them in trouble, the boys are back. Can the former besties best brutal bad guys... My God, that's a terrible sentence. Dangerous weapons and sinister plots, all while rekindling Marvel's mightiest bromance. Which is funny. Yeah. It's a little bit of a stupid prepared synopsis of the story, but, you know, a synopsis of what the idea is. So somebody that they both know is coming to them for help, and they both need to team up again. And, you know, then it has the writers talking about how much they loved Power Man Iron Fist back in the day and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this. Doesn't have an actual date, an exact date besides 2016. So I might update that when I get a proper date. Now, also coming back in 2016, some more Archer and Armstrong, which is a Valiant comic. It's been a Valiant company comic for a while, for the past 20, 30 years. I have some of the classic Archer and Armstrong. It's really quite entertaining. So they're restarting a new The Adventures of Armor and Armstrong, I think is going to be the name of the new series, where Well, in the series, Armstrong is from the ancient city of, where the hell is it, Urdu? I think he's from like an ancient city of Urdu. And then for some odd reason, they were trying to, probably like the king was trying to make himself immortal, and somehow Armstrong got the immortality. And then Archer was trained by a cult, basically from birth, to kill the devil, who turned out to be Armstrong. So he tried to kill him, and then, you know, stuff happens. And they realize he's not actually such a bad guy, just a fucking drunk and a lush all the time. And they team up, and it's super entertaining. And in this series, it is, you know, after their team up, their last, I think the last series was like a full relaunch of Archer and Armstrong, so it went back to the beginning of who the fuck these guys were. In this one, it is Armstrong has a bottomless satchel, and so he went into it to find a bottle of whiskey that he couldn't pull out. It was stuck, and then he hasn't come out, so Archer follows him into this bottomless satchel that is full of a lot of shit, because Armstrong has been around for centuries, just throwing shit in his bag, including apparently Bacchus, the god of, you know, being drunk, basically, who's trying to kill Armstrong. Imprisoned in Armstrong's satchel for centuries, Bacchus now commands a legion of monsters, goblins, and golems, bent on escaping back into the world of man.
From inside the satchel?
From inside the bottomless satchel, yep. And by the city is Ur, not Urdu. Since the ancient city of Ur. 7,000 years. He's actually been alive for 7,000 years. He's been around. Archer and Armstrong is a fantastic series. It always has been. So I look forward to that. Next is that the Ice King, you know, from Adventure Time.
I know him.
Most people do. Is getting a mini series from Kaboom.
Kaboom.
From Kaboom. Which is a subset of Boom Studios, which is a comic publisher, obviously. Kaboom is the one who does all the Adventure Time comics that already exist. Let me read the, let's see, who's it by? Written by Emily Partridge, who wrote Adventure Time, probably the comics, and Pranas, wow, that's a last name, now Jokaitis, I'm gonna say. I've not heard of either of these two writers, nor the artist Natalie Anderson, but I have heard of Lumberjanes, which is what the artist has drawn on before, which is pretty,
that's good. It's a well drawn comic.
Yeah, Lumberjanes is a well drawn comic. So, the Ice King wakes up one morning to find Gunter missing and a ransom note from someone called Dark Magister Templey Marble.
Is that the penguin?
I don't know. What, Gunter?
Yeah.
Probably. That sounds right. I don't know. I don't watch Adventure Time.
Yeah.
I just know Adventure Time is really popular, and people might care. Panicking over his sweet Gunter, Ice King goes to Wizard City to find help and discover the coolest, most intimidating secret society of wizards who are also looking for marble. Dark Magister Templey Marble. So it is a, does it say how many? It must say how many issues it is. It's a mini-series. But I don't see anywhere in here where it actually gives me the number of how many issues are going to, no, one of six. So, yes, it'll be a 6-issue miniseries starting sometime. I don't even have a date. Why didn't I write down a date? January 20th. That's this month. This month. Oh. Price of, $3.99. I mean, American, but still, that's a pretty, that's a pretty decent comic price. Yeah, so.
Value.
Should be, looking at your local comic book/book/Amazon, This month. Later, the end of this month. And it will be there. Ice King number 1 of 6. Alright. Andrew, you want to go over on this one?
Sure.
And I can throw in and fill out the things... Fill in the things you don't really know.
Which is pretty much most of it. So John Barrowman, who we all know and love as Captain Jack Harkness.
Fact.
He is also in this other show called Green Arrow, I believe.
Nope, is what it's just called Arrow. It's just called Arrow. This is a little Arrow? Show. Maybe you haven't heard of it. It's a little show called Arrow.
Yeah, I mean, I've barely heard. Something like that Flash show.
Yeah, something.
Anyway, him and his author sister, Carol.
Carol, yep. She's amusing on Twitter. Their interaction is amusing on Twitter.
They're going to team up to write a DC comic series for Arrow that reveals the backstory of his character, Malcolm Merlin?
I'm pretty sure you have the Y in the wrong spot. Because his name is Merlin, which would probably be Y-N and not Y-L-N.
Not Marilyn?
Not Marilyn. His name is Malcolm Merlin.
A.K.A. the Dark Archer.
Yeah. Spoilers for 2-3 seasons ago, so it's not really counted as spoilers. Malcolm Merlin was trained by the League of Assassins. And Ra's al Ghul.
It's just the League of Shadows?
League of Shadows, maybe. That's what it's called. That's it. You know, whatever Ra's al Ghul leads. And then he left them for whatever, and came back to the city and basically tried to destroy the whole city and basically only wrecked half of it. Because Arrow stopped him from, you know, something like that. He didn't fully stop him, but he nearly stopped him. And then he ran away, and then he came back, and then maybe he died, but he didn't really die. Yeah, you know. It's all done well because he's acted by John Barrowman. And we know, and I'm not caught up on Arrow, so there might have been some more exploration of his character since I have watched. But we know that his wife was murdered. She got mugged and died in the streets, basically. And that's why he wanted to wreck the bad parts of town, because, you know, it was all evil, because that's where his wife died. And that's... He went a little crazy. And we know that he was trained by the League, and then left them for some reason. Somehow he found them, and then managed to leave them without immediately dying.
That man did it.
Yeah. It's true. I mean... He's rich. Malcolm Merlin is super rich, so that probably helped. Because that seems to be... If you want to get trained and then successfully leave the League, you just got to be super rich, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's apparently the only requirement. I see that in common between these two, so... There's some scientific reasoning
here? No, it's not, actually, because correlation does not imply causation. Whoa. Science.
I disagree.
Anyway,
correlation is causation.
Anyway, it is now an hour 29 minutes and 16 seconds of recording, so I think it's time to wrap this up. We have Twitter. There is a show Twitter at Geekly. That's it, Geekly News. If I could remember what our show is called, that would be great.
Hey, follow Geekly Inc. too, because name drop, they're pretty cool.
They're pretty good. They're pretty cool. And we didn't mean to. I didn't realize until a couple of weeks in how close we made our names to their brand.
Yeah. We're sorry, your brand, but...
Yeah. We're at Geekly, so Geekly News on Twitter. I sent out one tweet when we started recording today. So it has recently been updated for the first time in like 2 years. My personal Twitter is at dud75, DUD75.
Andrew, what's your Twitter? I'm at DUP3, which is dupe, not dub.
Dub 3. It's Dub 3.
Not Dub 3.
You can email us. I skipped a website. We have a website, actually. Let's do website first, which is geeklynews.com. Andrew has managed to put up a couple blog posts, I think, when we were not recording. I believe you did at least one.
I did a handful. I've been working on one right now that you can look forward to that'll spoil
Star Wars.
Or get you catch up on all of the Star Wars that's happened so far that is considered canon. And how it all works together and what I think about it.
And how it makes a better, more cohesive story than what the extended universe used to be. Because that was a completely non-cohesive shotgun of Star Wars information. But there were verbal thurs, so there. yes.
Boy.
You can find our show notes also on greeklynews.com. You can email us if you want to tell us how we're terrible people or how you're glad to have us back in your ear holes. Who knows? At feedback@greeklynews.com. Send us an email. We'll write back and maybe we'll read it on the show and talk about it. Interaction, guys. Interaction is good. Also, you can comment directly on our website as well on each individual post. They have comment sections at the bottom. So if you don't like email but you like commenting on web pages, you can do that.
Options, guys.
Facebook, which is facebook.com/geeklynews, which I don't know what the last thing on that page was. I'm scared to find out. Let's find out now how terrible people we were.
Do it for science. Something about causation and
and correlation?
We're talking about
that does not, that does not have anything to do with this right now. Whoa. Uh-huh. Scroll.
Wanted to say smart words.
The last update is Geekly News Desk number 43. We're back. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet dinosaurs,
yeah. On September 13th, 2015. That wasn't as long ago as I thought. And before that was your review of the DX Racer chair that you have and is pretty comfortable.
I love this chair. I never want to leave.
Which was June. Prior to that was Marvel Universe chronology thing that you posted on May. Man. Yeah, so, guys, we're going to try and do better. I promise. Maybe.
It's a New Year's resolution.
Don't say that, because nobody ever follows the New Year's resolutions.
Maybe they do, and then...
Most people don't, I don't think. It's a goal. It's a goal.
Yeah, we'll give it the old college try.
people only say that when they didn't really try that hard. The old college try. I believe, means you didn't really try that hard, but you kind of tried. That's what I always have taken from that saying. Anyway, rambling. It's already been an hour and a half. And we have iTunes, guys. So if you like us and want to tell us how terrible we are, you can leave a review on iTunes. A rating and review, and we would appreciate it, and feedback is great.
And if you've got ARC, we're on...
just another community server?
Yeah, just another community server. We are in the West Zone, somewhere around 40-20.
Yeah, 42-43 longitude and 20-ish latitude.
We're set up right in front of a beautiful waterfall. Okay. Our tribe... Awesome people, come say hi.
Yeah, we have Steam. You guys can add us on Steam. I like people. I'm Dud75 on Steam. You can add me as a friend. Why not? I need people.
I'm UP3 _. Steam.
I need people who play at odd hours. Like, who wants to play a Steam game with me at, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time zone? Anybody like that? Because I need you on my Steam's friend list. Or Battle.net. You know what I mean? We'll play some HOTS or some WoW or something.
Well, you play HOTS with anyone who wants to play HOTS.
Kick my ass at Hearthstone if you want. I'm trying to open my Battle.net so I can know my number. So I'll give you guys that too. I like Friends. But I don't have one open. I don't know my number. But we're there.
I think I know my number. It's 144.
Oh yeah, you were 1444 or something. You were fours because I made that joke. Because I was watching Clone Wars at the time, and I wanted to compare you to Fives, who was a fantastic clone. Yeah, I'm Dead75, number 1382 on Battle.net. Add me as a real ID friend. Or not a real ID, as a Battle.net friend.
UP3, pound sign, 1444.
1444. There's four digits. So 1444.
Yeah,
fours. You're a clone. Anyway, that's our hour and a half long show. Sorry it was long, but you know, we're trying to learn how to do
catch
this.
Up.
Had to catch up a little bit. We're trying to learn how to do this again. We're terrible people, and we apologize. And we hope you don't hate us forever. All right.
What if you do? Okay.
Just, you want to say
bye? I love you.
Oh boy.